This is a rather cool piece of music. This is called The Burnham Oak, and it is Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle. This is what Manx trad music sounds like nowadays. So cool, isn't it? You might well have seen this pair playing recently at Peel Cathedral or elsewhere. They've done a number of gigs recently. And they are involved in a very special project. We are now going to talk to Tiffany Carouche all about it. Tiff, it's lovely to have you with us. Fastamai, welcome to the programme. You are here representing the Year of the Manx Language, aren't you?
That's right, yes.
Well, before we find out about this fabulous event, which involves this sort of music by these guys, how is the Blaenau Gaeilge Year of Manx Language going so far?
Blaenau Gaeilge Year of the Manx Language is going incredibly well so far. I'm very, very busy. It's been wonderful to see. The community have reacted amazingly well to the opportunities that the year is bringing. The year obviously was created by the different Manx language groups that we have on the island. And the idea was to create this year-long celebration of the Manx language, but to really make it open to the community to get involved. And so the events that are going to be happening throughout the year, some of them are formally organised events by the different language groups. But a lot of what we're seeing is actually community driven, people that are recognising the opportunity of getting involved in the year and putting on an event where they are using the Manx language in some way to bring their event alive.
So, and there's a brilliant list as well on the website, isn't it,
there,
where
is.
You can see all of these events.
A growing list on yearofmanx.im. So that is definitely the place to go to see where everything is being gathered together, and you can see for the whole of the year ahead. And that is being added to all the time. So if you've looked at it recently, look again, because there's a high chance that we'll have added something new since you were last on there.
Well, that's the thing, because Anna, you were sort of brought in a way to coordinate all of this, and you've even had to increase your hours because it's become
yes,
so busy.
Yeah, it's fun, absolutely fantastic. There's so much happening, we've got numerous events that Culture Vanin are working on this year. Some of those are in conjunction with the Domestic Event Fund. So there's really going to be something for everybody. The events are very much organised to be attractive to different parts of the community, different demographics, and there's something for people who are perhaps very used to the Manx language and use it regularly, but also very accessible to people that have never used Manx before and who are just a little bit curious and want to find out more.
Well, I have to say, the event that involves these musicians on Friday that's happening in Douglas is certainly someone that I think something everyone is going to enjoy.
Yes.
Something very exciting is happening over the city. Tell us what's going on Friday.
This is right. We have the Douglas City Council Culture Vanin Douglas Drone Show, which is this Friday at 7:30. And this year, the drone show, which coincides with City Day for Douglas, which is another celebration. The theme for this year for the drone show is Year of the Manx Language. So we will be seeing Manx words and imagery shone up into the sky in drones. And it's just going to be an incredible sight. It's definitely not to be missed.
And it's all choreographed to music, such as by these guys.
Yes. So we've just heard a little bit there from Elizabeth Davison Blythe and Daniel Quayle. They are part of the soundtrack for the drones, along with Manx band Mec Lear, who a lot of your listeners will have heard before. So together, these two groups of musicians have created the most amazing soundtrack with the help of ELS Group, who've edited it all together, made it fit with the drones. And we're all in for an absolute treat. It's really high energy, and you know, everybody will just be completely awestruck, I think.
So it's a brand new soundtrack especially for this.
It's not new music, it's existing music that we've put together to really lift the drones and make it fit with the different imagery and the words as they transition in the skies.
So this might be a really nice way for someone to sort of access Manx for the first time.
Absolutely. I think what people will be quite surprised at is that when they're looking up and they're seeing these gigantic Manx words across the sky, I think that some of them, in fact, the majority of them will be fairly familiar. We've tried to make it so that it reminds people just how much Manx that they already know without even really thinking about it. So it'll be very interesting how people come away and think, well, actually, I do know that word. Now, I'm not going to tell you any of the words yet because we want it all to be a surprise. But I do think that, there'll be lots of familiarity in that for anybody who's spent any time on the Isle of Man.
And with it being a drone show as well, there's usually sort of optimal places to watch, isn't there?
Yes.
So where is a good place for us to actually watch this drone show?
So the best place to be is down on Loch Promenade. The area between where the Bee Gees are and the Promenade Methodist Church. So that little bit of walkway there on the promenade, that's where you will get the best view. And the way that drones work does mean that you really do need to be quite in front of them. If you try watching them from the other end of the promenade, you'll see them, but you won't get the full effect because they are designed to be seen front on.
So, yeah, especially when it's creating words.
It's created words. So, yes, you really do want to be in the right place to enjoy them fully.
Yeah, and it's trying to orchestrate something like this as well, logistically, is quite complicated. And obviously, it could be bringing a lot of people into Douglas, so parking could be in question here.
Yes, think it through. The bottleneck car park will be closed because that is where the Amazing Star Symphony drone show people will be setting the drones off from. So that car park will be closed, and there is a request out from Douglas City Council that people do move their cars in good time for all that to be set up on Friday afternoon. And the best car parks would be the Shaw's Brow or the Chester Street car park for coming to see the drones.
Excellent. And I know you've been involved in some respects with putting this together. How do you kind of watch a drone show without actually putting the drones in the sky so that you know what it's going to look like?
Well, it's very clever technology, actually. And so I have actually seen a rendering of the show. I know what it's going to look like on my laptop screen. So I cannot wait to see this actually now happen in real life and to actually see the images expanded from my laptop to 90-foot wide Manx words lighting up the Manx sky. So,
do you know what? Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those spectacles, isn't it? As if you are someone who knows a little bit of Manx, that has a little bit of Manx, it's going to make you really proud looking up and seeing the whole sky lit up with the language.
I really think it is. And I think that it's just a testament to how far the Manx language has come over the decades. You go back a few decades and the Manx language was in crisis. It was on the brink of extinction. And then through some incredible hard work by very passionate people, we turned the tide. And now the Manx language is, it's a relevant language. It's a living language. And the number of speakers on the Isle of Man is growing all of the time. And that's not just people that speak it fluently, although that number is growing. It's the number of people that are engaged in the language in all sorts of different ways, and that's wonderful to see. And so to now think that we will be celebrating that with these gigantic Manx words all across Douglas Bay, I think that is going to be a magical moment.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Well, it is Friday. Remind us when and where can people see us, what time it's happening?
So the drone show itself will start at 7:30. I would advise coming down to Douglas a bit before that. I think it's a really good excuse to go out and maybe have an early tea, get into Douglas, spend the night. It's a really good opportunity to support local hospitality and make an evening of it.
Thank you so much, Gurumai Mourad, I should say. Tiff, for popping in.
Sure,
I hope it goes great. And for anyone that doesn't get to see it live, is it going to be videoed or anything?
We are having it videoed. So, we will be sharing that through socials. So there will be a chance to see it. But yeah, if you really want to see it big, you've got to get down and see it live.
Get down there. Yindisak and Maninabu, hooray for the Isle of Man.
Maninabu.
Gurumai Mourad, we will see you soon, no doubt. Himu. And Friday is when it is all happening. Keep an eye on the Douglas City Facebook pages and also Culture Vanity. You'll find all the details on there. And we mentioned MacLear. This is a set by them called The Ram. We'll finish off with a little bit of this for you. Tiff, thanks very much.